Looks like the worst type of employees in the office are the most protected. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. This is all about the toxic employee. You know who I'm talking about. They always have a gripe. They try to rally coworkers to their cause. They engage in nasty gossip, steal ideas from others. They're called toxic because they result in a decrease in overall job satisfaction and team morale, and that causes high turnover. Well, it turns out they're protected because employers don't want to deal with the issues. Heather Nezich at Livonia-based American Society of Employers cites a survey finding the number one response to coping with toxic employees is to ignore them. 44% of companies say that's what they do. Why? Because they don't think addressing it would change their behavior. However, 7 out of 10 workers wish they would deal with it. The median income in the country is about $70,000 a year. The National Association of Realtors says the median income of today's home buyer is $93,000, which is why a lot of people end up renting. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.